General Motors later today could settle a class action lawsuit alleging racial discrimination against tens of thousands of black Americans shopping for cars. General Motors Acceptance Corporation, the financial services division of GM, has been accused of allowing auto dealerships to mark up interest rates for blacks far more than for white customers with similar credit scores. GM denies the allegations, but has been in settlement negotiations with the plaintiff's lawyers. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The case draws attention to a long-standing practice by auto dealers of marking up interest rates on certain customers. The plaintiffs allege that African Americans are nearly three times as likely to get charged the higher rates as are white customers. The suit has threatened the image of GM, which has 30,000 black employees, some of whom are among the plaintiffs. Stuart Rossman is the lead attorney in the case for the National Consumer Law Center.
African Americans as a whole are suffering in the marketplace and paying substantially more for a loan than they should based upon their creditworthiness.
Similar lawsuits have been brought by lawyers representing African Americans and Hispanics against a dozen major auto finance companies, including Ford Credit. Nissan settled one of these suits last year. All these companies allow dealers to mark up interest rates. Here's how it works. When you buy a car and decide to finance it through the dealer, GM or one of the other major lenders might be willing, based on your credit score, to offer financing at, say, 9%. Stuart Rossman explains the dealer can try to get you to pay more.
The dealer then comes down and says, good news, they're willing to loan you money at 12%. That additional 3%, that is the markup.
Of course, you don't have to accept the offer, but if you do, over a five-year loan, that can add up to thousands of dollars. Nathan Singletary is locking up his wife's Chevy Tracker. He's a full-time supply officer with the Naval Reserve Center in Quincy, Massachusetts.
It's good for her. It's a nice-sized car for her, you know. Not too big, you know. You can get all the kids in there, you know, with plenty of room.
The Singletarys say when they bought the car 3 years ago, they were in a hurry since a lease on their old car had just expired. Their salesman told them that because Sandra Singletary's credit wasn't very good, she'd have to pay 21% interest on a five-year loan. And without shopping around, they took that rate. Then, this past December, she got a letter in the mail from the lawyers bringing the class action against GM's finance division. It said she was charged a markup of more than $3,000.
I feel the same way with my husband. You know, when we got the letter, we were just shocked and upset. We got overcharged for this, you know. Paying a lot more money than we should be.
Now, there's nothing illegal about dealers marking up car buyers' interest rates, so long as they follow some rules. And the Singletarys say they didn't suspect discrimination, in part because the salesman happened to be African-American himself. GM and all the major car companies deny any discrimination, but the lawsuit didn't allege that GM or its dealers intentionally based decisions on race.
What our experts seem to indicate is that what is happening here is a more subconscious racism.
Stuart Rossman says that when a car salesman meets a customer, they naturally try to size them up.
And try to determine how far can I push this person in order to maximize my profit. They're taking into account things like education, negotiation skills, socioeconomic background, whether or not it's true. Their assumptions as opposed to reality. And this becomes a case of self-fulfilling prophecy. If the dealer subconsciously believes because of the person's race that they can push the envelope that much further, they will try to push the envelope further.
Not all African-American car buyers paid a markup, but more than half did. That's compared to about a quarter of white car buyers. Rossman says even when you look at customers with similar credit scores, African-Americans are charged a markup that's twice as big as that charged to white customers. Such figures come from research done by professors at Yale Law School and Vanderbilt University. One of them analyzed data for more than 1.5 million GM loans. But GM and the other major automakers challenged the research as biased since it was paid for by the plaintiff's lawyers. Ann Fortney was an attorney for Nissan before it settled a similar case brought by the same lawyers with the same experts.
The data doesn't support the conclusions. There are many, many factors that are just not available in the data. The price of the vehicle, the value of the trade-in, what other products were involved, the location of the dealership's competition in terms of financing sources.
GM doesn't admit any wrongdoing, but over the past few years, the company has made changes that suggest that it, too, believes the auto loan business needs reform. GM has placed caps on how much a dealer can mark up one of its loans. Neither side in the GM case is saying what further steps the company might take as part of a settlement, but if the Nissan settlement is a guide, it may involve hundreds of thousands of zero markup loans for minority car buyers. More disclosure of the markup practice to customers is also likely. Chris Arnold, NPR News.